Q94, your Mount of Rock, and the Coaches Shows continues on this free-for-all Freaky Friday morning adventure. Heading into Texas County, talk with head coach of the Houston Tigers, Eric Sloan. Hey, Coach, how we doing, man?
I'm good. How are you?
Fantastic. Well, last week, SCA play, the Thayer Bobcats, you know, we talked about them a couple weeks ago. Just in general, you know, a young team, but a very solid, well-coached team. And they were able to kind of take a victory away from your Tigers. Take us through that a little bit.
Yeah, you know, I think Coach Hancock just had a great game plan. The kids executed it very well. You know, we knew they were going to come in here and be physical and play smash-mouth football. And that's exactly what they did. They just controlled the line of scrimmage and just played a game of keep away. I think we had something like 10 offensive plays in the first half. Literally, they just kept the ball away from us. And, you know, defensively, we didn't give up big plays, but, I mean, they would just get you for 3 yards and 2 yards and two or three more yards, and then it's fourth and one, and they'd get 1.5, and then we would start over. And, I mean, they just continued to eat the clock and keep the ball away from us. And, you know, we started to do some good things offensively and turned the ball over. You can't do that against a quality opponent like Thayer and give yourself a chance to win at the end of the night. And that's kind of what happened.
We
did some good things, and then we would turn it over.
Well, and you know, I mean, you've been doing this a long time. Man, you want your offense to go out there and kind of get some rhythm, you know, run, get some plays going and just kind of, you know, get in the groove. And Thayer just did a really good job of not really letting, you know, you guys get in that groove where, you know, it starts rolling, you know, the tempo, it picks up a little bit, you get a little quicker, you know, you speed it up, you slow it down, you're seeing things, your quarterback is seeing things. And but it was just never that way last Friday night, it seems like.
Right, and that's when we sat down Monday and we talked. I mean, that's exactly, I mean, if I didn't know any better, I think you played for me, because that's exactly what the kids were saying. You know, it just felt weird. We never got in any kind of a rhythm, and then we're behind, and we turn the ball over, and we're getting behind more, but, I mean, we can't get back on the field offensively because we can't get off the field on defense. So it was just really weird, and, I mean, that's just what the kids kept saying, just it just never felt right. We just never got in any kind of flow offensively. Had some opportunities. I mean, we dropped a couple big pass plays, and then again with some turnovers at very costly times. It was just a very frustrating afternoon.
Well, tonight, your Houston Tigers, you head to Douglas County to the Hill to take on the Ava Bears. Both teams are 4-1, and Ava, of course, you know, there's no secret what they're going to do. They're going to run the flex bone. It's going to be assignment football defensively. If you get sucked in, they're going to pass you by. They've got Hunter Adams in the backfield.
Yeah, I feel like he's returning for about the 20th consecutive year. It seems like we've talked about
he's about 25. Yeah, he's about 25 now, isn't he?
Yeah, yeah, he has to be. I don't know. I mean, what a great kid. But I'll be sure thankful when he graduates, and I'll probably attend graduation just to make sure that he walks across the stage. But great kid. But I mean, it's no secret he is the man, and the offense is going to run through him. But you know, then they have some very capable wings. Mm-hmm. They're fast. And then Aiden Lane, the quarterback, he does a good job. And seems like he gets you sucked in, starts giving it, and then he'll just pull it right out of Adam's belly. And I mean, he looks like he's got some track speed as well. So he does some very nice things. But, you know, they're going to want to establish Adams, and we just need to do like Liberty did when they played good assignment football. And you know, if you can contain him a little bit, I think you give yourself a chance. But, you know, if you don't stop him, I think you're in for a long night. So
yeah,
definitely have to do your job. And if you try to do somebody else's job, they're going to expose you. And at that point, it's probably over. So
yeah,
it'd be very important for all 11 guys to do their job specifically and not try to worry about somebody else's.
Well, it's a huge game, you know, conference-wise, and more importantly, district. I mean, because, you know, you're wanting to position yourself to get the best seed you can get come district tournament time.
Yeah, and I mean, we're all log-jammed outside of Fair Grove, who I don't think anybody, I mean, anybody's not going to catch them. I think they're going to set at the one seed, but really 2-6 right now is pretty wide open, and I don't know. You better jockey and try to get yourself in the best position possible. I mean, one, you want to host a district game, but it's just, I mean, it's going to be a lot of SCA matchups or rematches, I think, in the even in the first round, in the first and second round. So, you know, you want to put yourself in a position to get the best seed that you can. But you know, we're all jockeying from about 2-6 or 7 right now, just to see where the dominoes are going to fall, and you know, the head-to-head matchups. If people are in there and somebody beats somebody else, I mean, there's always a potential to get jumped that last week. So it'll be interesting just to see kind of how it plays out. You know, the rest of everybody's conference schedule, which is basically the district schedule. So very interesting, especially you know when Ava drops back down to Class 2 and Thayer moves up to Class 2. I mean, it really log jams the conference in that district standing.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you're going to have, Thayer is a district opponent. Ava's a district opponent. I'm looking at your schedule. The week after tonight, Willow Springs. And then you play 3A Grove, but your last game is Liberty. And, you know, we don't want to play Liberty and Houston. We've seen that how many years in a row? Where is it, you know, week one?
Oh, my God.
Of district.
It's been ridiculous. Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Yeah. That's not ever fun to play consecutive weeks.
But
it's difficult. I mean, it's hard to get the kids to focus. But I don't know. Even with our non-conference schedule, I had in Springfield Catholic.
Yeah.
And they're sitting in the district, too.
That's
so,
right. Yeah.
You know, if we could manage to get Mountain Grove and Salem in the Class 2 district, I mean, we would basically have every team on our schedule in our district.
Yeah, so, that's true.
I mean, it's pretty close the way it is. So, you know, like it or not, that's the current format. And I guess we'll just play whoever the bracket says we're going to play.
Right on. Hey, Coach Sloan, we appreciate you visiting with us. And good luck tonight, and we'll catch you next week.
All right, thanks, Garrett.
All right, again, head coach of the Houston Tigers, Eric Sloan. You can catch that game right here on Q94, the Mountain of Rock. The Houston Tigers, 4-1, and the Ava Bears, 4-1. Kickoff, 7 p.m. More rock and roll coming right here on the Mountain of Rock, Q94.